make you think twice, and maybe even three times. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Hi, welcome back to the show. We're talking today about e-cigarettes, and our guest is Aliza Glasner. She is an attorney from Georgetown University and the O'Neill Institute for National and Global Health Law. She recently published an article in JAMA. And in April of 2004, the FDA issued proposed rules to deem or extend its authority over tobacco products to regulate electronic cigarettes, cigars, pipe tobacco, nicotine gels, water pipe, hookahs, tobacco, and orally ingested dissolvable tobacco products. Aliza, in your opinion, have they done enough?
No. So as we were just discussing in the last segment, so FDA issued these proposed rules to extend an authority they were granted by Congress in 2009. So it was just this past April that FDA decided it was important to now regulate e-cigarettes and other what are called vaping devices. So all those devices that you mentioned take nicotine and make it combust and make it inhalable through a vapor. So the rules definitely do will do some great things. They will set a federal minimum age of 18 to use e-cigarettes. They require identification to purchase them. They prohibit most sales in vending machines. They mandate warning labels on packaging, which is really a big deal. And they prohibit manufacturers from providing free samples. So these are all really important steps, and these are all tried and proven practices that have helped cause the decrease in smoking with traditional combustible cigarettes. So that's all really great. But FDA is missing a few really key components of the regulations that would, I think, really help curb the rising use of e-cigarettes. And as we're discussing, in particular among youth, which are the most vulnerable group when it comes to smoking, because studies show that once people who start smoking in their youth are the most likely to become lifetime smokers. So
what are the numbers like? What are the numbers like, Aliza? I mean, how many kids are starting with e-cigs versus regular cigarettes, or do we not have that data?
Well, I have. I know the data on e-cigarettes. I'm not sure what the current, off the top of my head, what the current data is
Make
for
something
combustible
up.
Cigarettes. But well, for e-cigarettes, there was a study by the CDC that came out looking at data just from 2011 through 2012 showing that e-cigarette use among high school students doubled. So it went from about 5% to 10%, which is pretty
huge. That's a big jump.
Yeah, and that was just in 1 year. And I think among 12th graders, it was something like 18%. So the older you get, the more likely you were to have tried e-cigarettes. But after the study came out, it became very apparent that the study was pretty limited because they had asked students only about e-cigarettes and didn't mention the other vaping devices that you mentioned at the beginning of the segment. So e-hookahs, water pipes, vape pens, these are all devices that deliver nicotine vapor. They just do it in a different form, but it all has the same basic mechanics. So actually, the numbers are probably really low. They're lower than 10% of high school students. So, I mean, you can see this is really a big problem.
It's a big problem, but what if it's more of a philosophical problem or an existential problem in that human beings are extremely anxious creatures? Sometimes I like to call them homo anxiosus, and we all have some sort of addiction to something. My kids currently are iPhone junkies, and I think I might not mind them smoking an e-cigarette versus being on their phone constantly and not being able to turn their brains off at night. And so I'm just throwing out there that we're all these anxious creatures, and I don't know that we're going to ever be able to win this battle against nicotine or anything, because we are constantly seeking to distract ourselves with some sort of substance external to us.
Well, there, if you use your kid's iPhone, if you knew the iPhone was going to cause lung cancer, which is a fatal disease, would you would you still condone your kids using it?
I would not. I would not.
Right.
But the
e-cigarette.
I'm not so worried about the the e-cigarettes. I agree nicotine is not a good idea. I don't want them to become nicotine addicts. But if they're going to be an addict, it seems that it's not such a terrible addiction. And I know this isn't your area of expertise, and I'm going off on a tangent, so I'll bring it back to point. Is the public health community speaking with a clear voice? Are we doing enough to protect our youth? And what can we do? What can I do as a physician? Is there anything I can do, publicly speaking?
Well, I think, to be candid, most people in the public health community would take issue with your statement. I don't think that anybody in the public health community would say that e-cigarettes are an okay addiction for kids. I mean, we're not talking about drinking caffeine, and there's not just nicotine in an e-cigarette. There are other chemicals that you inhale as a vapor, and also the data, e-cigarettes have only been around in the States for 7 years. You don't have long-term data. I mean, you don't know what kind of health problems e-cigarettes are going to cause your kids. So I think that there is tension in the public health community, but that tension is around how e-cigarettes should be regulated from the perspective of, should we really be encouraging them as smoking cessation tools? So proponents of e-cigarettes think that they can work as a disruptive innovation to break the chain of cigarette smoke. And they agree with you that studies show nicotine is, as a stimulant itself, is not that dangerous. But opponents of that argument would say that the chemicals used in e-cigarettes might have other health consequences that aren't sufficiently studied yet. And that,
so what is in there? What else is in there? Because I don't think a lot of people know what the other ingredients in there are. They think it's just pure nicotine vapor.
So the main ingredient that helps turn it into the vapor, it's called propylene glycol, which is an anti-freeze ingredient. And there just aren't sufficient studies to show what that does, what effect that would have on your body. And then there's also flavoring that's put into these cigarettes. But again, the e-cigarettes are not really regulated right now. So these are ingredients that we know are in some e-cigarettes, but people are buying e-cigarettes at mom and pop shops all over the country. And, you know, there's no regulation. Who knows what's in them?
So what are you doing to actually make some impact?
Well, we're doing some writing. We're assessing the landscape and figuring out what people are saying and what the tension is within the community. And then we're looking at ways to be part of the dialogue with FDA in terms of regulation and to influence FDA to make the right regulatory choices for the public health.
Who else is talking to the FDA, though? I would imagine the cigarette companies are also talking to the FDA, and probably don't want to do what you want them to do.
No, I mean, they're talking to FDA. There's a lot of activity going on in Congress right now in regards to regulating e-cigarettes, because FDA has been very slow to put out regulations. So a number of states have gone on to regulate e-cigarettes on their own. So a number of states have included e-cigarettes among smoking bans, so preventing e-cigarettes from being smoked in public places. There's a lot of regulatory stuff going on. I think if we have this conversation in 5 years, it'll be a very different conversation. I hope so.
So you sound a little optimistic that things will go your way.
Yeah, well, my way, public health, the way of public health, you know, benefiting children. So hopefully.
So I hope you're right. My guest today has been Aliza Glasner from Georgetown University and the O'Neill Institute for National and Global Health Law. And I'd like to thank her for being on the show. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic. Remember, never let anyone else do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends.